Hello and welcome to Know Your True Self, a show dedicated to raising the consciousness of humanity. I'm James.
Hey, I'm Samantha.
It often feels like we're in such a rush to accomplish who knows what, but human minds are going in every which direction. We have so many errands we need to run, so many appointments to get to, so much going on at work that we are just moving at an unsustainable pace all of the time.
That's one thing that's been nice about moving to Austin, living in Austin. I feel like when I lived in New York, I would walk at insane speeds everywhere. I remember like running through the streets to go to my yoga class type of vibe. Everyone is rushing constantly, like trying to get to the next place. And in Austin, you can kind of like vibe out a little bit. Like it's so nice just walking slow and like not really having a destination, not really having an agenda and just taking your time. And I feel like we can do that more here.
Super chill, super relaxing. That New York energy definitely gets a grip on you, and if you don't move at that pace, you pretty much get trampled. And it is nice to have a little bit of a break. Even though it's more relaxed here, there's still a lot of frantic energy out there. You know, as soon as it's the weekend, everyone rushing to get to the park, has to get to the park, has to put their paddle boards in the water, or the energy of cars at 4 o'clock and rush hour. It's really intense, really aggressive. And I think in life sometimes we just need to remind ourselves how important it is to slow down, take a breath, appreciate the moment that we're in. Because if we don't, life just continues to unconsciously pass us by. And we're not even appreciating all of these moments throughout the day when really awesome things are happening, or we can have time to connect with ourselves and not put so much pressure for things to move at a pace that's almost impossible. It's a pace that we want instead of the pace that's inherent of the human experience and all of the variables that are in any occasion that we have.
Life is this delicate balance between just being where you are, you know, growing where you're planted and striving to achieve new things. I think I'm always trying to check myself and make sure I'm enjoying where I am right now. Like, for example, we had a plan to move a year ago, but we're still in Austin. And rather than me just being like, oh, I wish I could speed up time and move already, it's like, well, we might as well enjoy while we're here. We might as well enjoy our surroundings while we're here. And I think that's the most important thing, is just remembering to enjoy where you are when you're there. Because if you're always looking towards the next stage of life, the next event, the next thing, where you are is just going to pass by you. And I remember that happened for a lot of my friends when I was even going to school and college. Like, everyone couldn't wait to graduate and start a job or whatever. But then, of course, once you start a job, you look back at college days and it's like, oh, that was so much fun. That was so easy. The time was so fleeting. So being aware of like wherever you are is exactly where you're supposed to be, and there's something to enjoy within this moment, helps you stay grounded.
And there's so many places in life where we can't really embrace that moment, whether it's waiting at a restaurant, waiting in a line, waiting at the doctor's office, waiting in traffic, that sense of waiting. And I'm sure that all of you have felt it. It's frustration, it's anger, it's panic. And what's truly going on? It seems like it's a lot of self-induced stress, where if we can actually just use that time as a time to take a breath, as a time to chill out a little bit and focus on what we're grateful for, focus on the opportunity. If you're in a doctor's office and it's taking a long time, maybe it's a time just to sort of meditate and think how grateful you are that you can see a doctor. Or if you're at a restaurant and you're waiting, that you have a chance to go out to eat. You know, we have all of these luxuries in life and we want more, 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 more. And sometimes just taking a step back to appreciating what is. Now, at times, I've been overly patient. I was telling my in-laws when they were visiting about a time when I went to the doctor's office. I had had an inguinal hernia surgery. I was in extreme pain post-surgery, and I was really concerned. I thought there was something wrong. I checked in at the doctor's office, and I sat in this chair. And then half an hour went by, and I saw new people coming into the office, and then their appointments were starting, and a new group of people would come in. 45 minutes had gone by. Then an hour had gone by. then an hour and a half. And I've seen all these cycles of patients go in and out. And I just thought, okay, you know, there's something happening here. Maybe my doctor is caught up with something else, isn't available. Well, I sat there for almost 4 hours. Then finally, the nurse that kept calling in patients came out and said, excuse me, can you come here for a minute? And she said, is everything okay? What time is your appointment? I said, well, I thought it was like 3.5 hours ago. And she brought me to the desk and she was so sweet. And it turns out I wasn't even there on the right day. I was there on a Thursday. I was supposed to be here on the Tuesday. I couldn't even remember. Regardless, she's like, you've been so patient. And every time I come out, you just look so peaceful. She's like, let me talk to the doctor and we'll get you in there. And I met with him and he checked me out. Everything was okay. He put my mind at ease. And, you know, just being able to sit there in peace and relax. I wasn't staring at my phone. I wasn't pissed off about it. I was just accepting of the reality. And it's a good thing I was, because that reality was one that I placed upon myself. I wasn't even supposed to be there. And that could have turned totally different. I could have gone up to the desk, been inflammatory that they hadn't seen me, then been mad at them because why would you check me in if I didn't have an appointment? And I could have turned it against them and started a really horrible relationship and so much destructive energy in that office. But just being able to be patient and be at peace created an environment where actually the care that I received from the nurse that checked me in to the doctor who heard the story was awesome. They were all just truly wonderful people. And we all enjoyed that experience. It was something we laughed about. And I just felt a welcoming instead of trying to push through the universal energy system to get what I want, instead of receiving what's meant to happen to me.
That story is crazy. I definitely would not have waited for 4 hours. You're a better person than I guess. It's funny because I think there are some cases where, to play the other side, impatience comes in handy. Like for my career, for example, there have been certain milestones that I've always wanted to hit. Some might say that's impatient behavior, or wanting to grow is impatient. But I think that sense of urgency has helped me get where I am today. So I'd say there are some circumstances where a bit of impatience, aka a sense of urgency, can be helpful to you. I mean, there are certain times things just need to get done. But where it's not helpful is like what you're describing, those everyday interactions with the barista. Maybe you're in a coffee line and the person in front of you is chatting up the barista and you could be annoyed looking at your watch, giving them a death stare, or you could just be like, oh, whatever, they're having a nice chat and I'll be up in a few minutes.
And maybe there's a difference between patience and perseverance and fortitude and resilience, because I know in business, I've been in those circumstances where I have 4 hours to develop something that's mission critical and I got this and I'm just going to put my head down and I'm going to go for it. And I know I can make it happen if I direct all of my consciousness to this. Or likewise, looking for certain achievements in life, there's a competitive nature that comes out within you, and that competition's usually against yourself and you want to reach a new level and go after something. So it's one thing to go after something that you deserve and you've been working towards. And I think it's another thing just to get bitchy, moany, complaining because things aren't unfolding the way you want them to in daily moments as you're navigating life. So delicate balance of how we play out these situations and scenarios, but more than anything, rather than rushing and acting like a jerk, how important it is to navigate life with a sense of calm, a sense of grace, a sense of compassion, and being kind to everyone that we come in contact with.
You know, there have been a couple instances where I've gone to the airport and the TSA line is like 2 hours long and my flight leaves in an hour type of vibe. And there have been times where I've had to go up to the front, ask someone for help, tell them my flight's leaving. Like if I was just like, oh, I'll be patient and just sit on my hands, like I would miss my flight. So there are certain circumstances where you do have to take action. I think patience can be thought of as a little bit more passive, but you can still be conscious of how you take action. And it doesn't give you permission to be super rude to people like in the airport or like entitled acting. Like you can still be courteous. You can still be kind. You can still give them good energy. I think like where your energy is coming from in moments like those when it's chaotic, hectic, where you're feeling a lot of pressure, and the tone that you use with people, how you approach them is super important.
And to accept the reality of what their response is to you. I know last year when we were flying out, it was so hectic at the airport, the busiest it's ever been in Austin. Lines were way out, and you did ask someone really politely, is there anything we can do? We're going to miss our flight. And they said, pretty much everyone in this line is going to miss their flight. So we waited patiently in a line that wasn't going anywhere. And by the time we got through the gate, our flight had departed maybe half an hour prior. And we had to have the patience to sit down, ground ourselves, try three other airlines, book flights one place, have a backup plan, see what was going on in this monitor, that monitor, the other monitor, what's the best flight, what's going to get us there? We can't even get to the airport. Now, how are we going to get to this airport? That took a lot of perseverance, and that took a lot of patience, even patience with each other, navigating, making all of those flight changes, because that could have turned into a very toxic moment for both of us if we didn't have patience with each other.
Aside from these moments of life, these moments of daily life where patience is required, I feel like having patience with where we are in our own life stage and where we are in our own level of progress is important. Like, for example, I know I've had girlfriends who at different times have been single and they are so eager to find their partner, where they're just like, I just want to find a partner. I just want to find a partner. And they're not even enjoying the process of being single. And it's like, well, you know, when you find the right person, you're going to get married to them and you're never going to be single again. I mean, hopefully, right? So you might as well enjoy being single while you are, because you don't know when that may change. So that's a metaphor for anything else you might be going through in your life. You might be saying like, oh, I want a new job. I want a new job. I want a new job. And then when you get that new job, well, other things come along with that. So I think in each stage of life that you're in, taking time to enjoy where you are, appreciate that it's not forever, and having patience that everything's unfolding exactly as it should. Everything is working in perfect timing. And I know that's easier said than done. I myself can find myself getting impatient about like reaching different levels of success or whatever it is. But I think appreciating that there's a lot of joy to be had right where you are. And it's not about necessarily being in a different circumstance, but about like what you can learn from where you are.
Unfortunately, sometimes we want the future outcome to happen so quickly and in a certain way that we don't even stop to appreciate what is happening within our journey. And I know that's very difficult, but every step, every moment, every interaction, everywhere you direct your consciousness to is part of what's making that journey unfold. So being patient about where you are in life, embracing where you are in life, keeping that vision for the future, and just knowing that you're the manifester. It's every thought, it's every action you take that brings your own purpose and meaning into this world. And then that road, that pathway, you know, you're laying down the bricks to it as you walk. So you're creating this reality. And in creating that reality, you have to appreciate the wins, the perceived challenges. What might feel like a loss isn't a loss. It's an area of growth, and we're always growing through this. So be patient with yourself. Appreciate the journey, because this is the one journey that you'll remember here on Earth. I'm sure there's a good chance a lot of us will come back here. But for those of us, you know, that do, we're not going to remember it. So embrace every moment of this existence and how you walk the earth.
You are exactly where you need to be in this moment in time. That's a helpful mantra to say to yourself. If you're struggling with this, if you're wanting to be somewhere else in your life, if you're hoping to fast forward time to get to a certain place.
So to close this out, I would say first, be patient with yourself. Everything we were just talking about. Second, be patient as you navigate life. Navigate life with kindness, with compassion, with joy, with forgiveness, and be patient with the people you interact with, the people in your life, the people that you care about, the strangers that you interact with every day. Treat everyone as if they're your friend, because we're all connected through consciousness. I hope you have a very relaxing, joyous day filled with patience and perseverance and fortitude when you need it. Thank you so much for joining in. Always remember, you have a choice. Take an active role in your own evolution. Know your true self.